on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Yeah, time for the Victorian Form Preview here on RSN 927. There's a couple of meetings in Victoria today. They're playing at Ararat this afternoon and then also at Pakenham a little bit later this evening. Mark Hunter joins us to preview this program at Ararat today. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Matt.
What do you make of the eight races at Ararat this afternoon?
Well, it's interesting. We've got a good three already, and it's 32 degrees up there, so I hope it's not one of those really hard and fast leaders' tracks. I think a couple of shorties will win early, and then the quaddy races are pretty thin, a lot of scratching through the quaddy, so not a lot of value there. So hopefully those shorties love for us early in an all-up.
Yeah, like you said, they are on a good three at Ararat there today. Rail is in the true. Penetrometer reads 4.84. So they're not expecting any showers either today. It's going to be nice and hot, like you said. So firm conditions at Ararat. Let's get stuck into things. First race is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It is a maiden over the 2,000 metres. The favourite for Archie Alexander is the 8 Persian Salute at $2.80. 6 Kyla is at $3.30, and the 5 Sports Idol is at $5. No scratchings here in the first. How do you open things up at Ararat today, Mark?
I'm happy to watch this one. It's a pretty ordinary race. I'll tip number 8, Persian Salute, whose two runs have been, well, okay without raving, but it's such a thin race and got a long tail that I guess if Persian Salute's fitter for two runs in, gets out to the 2,000 metres, it'll roll forward on the speed and we'll take catching here to beat number 6, Kyla. Kyla's going okay. It's going to win a race soon. Just has to run the 2,000 metres. That's the query with it. I thought 9 Trinity Raider wasn't hopeless. It probably comes through the best form race coming into this, and it wasn't hopeless over the line. It can improve from gate 1. And 2, Perth Asir, who at least will run the distance. It's had 2 runs back from a spell. Looks like it will get better as the races get longer. So pretty moderate start to the day. We'll go 8, 6, 9 and 2.
8, 6, 9 and 2 for Mark in the first that are at this afternoon. Race number 2 is over the 1,600 metres. Just take out the number 4 here. Favourite is the 10, Reckless Moon at $2.40. The 9, Princess Tina, is at $3.30. And the 6, Top Arctic, is at $5. Who do you like here, Mark?
Oh, look, Reckless Moon should win. It's always shown ability, this horse. Hasn't broken through yet, but this should be it. Last time got a bit held up at Yarra Valley, got to the outside, finished the race off nicely, got an extra 100 metres here. Dean Holland takes over from a good gate. Again, a race with a long tail. You'd think Reckless Moon is a good thing here. To beat number 9, Princess Tina, who comes through the same race. It ran second beating home, Reckless Moon, but I think Reckless Moon's got more improvement and better suited at the longer trip, and Princess Tina's drawn wide. 3, Alan Hardy. Not useless at big odds, can at least run a place. Wasn't hopeless there despite running last on debut. And 6, Top Arctic. Maybe it's fitter for that first up run where it didn't do much. I think Reckless Moon's a good thing. 10, 9, 3 and 6.
All right, good thing there in the second for Mark. Reckless Moon on top. So good thing there in race number 2. Race number 3 at Ararat this afternoon is over the 1,300 metres. Take out numbers 3, 10, 11, 12 and 15. And the favourite is odds on for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. The 5, Let's See, at $1.90. The 8, Palaszczuk Prince at $3.50. And the 2, Deploy and Destroy from barrier number 2, is at $6.50. What are your thoughts on this New Zealand import here? Let's See, Mark.
I think it's a good thing here, Matt. It's had 2 trials over here. They've been really good. Its last trial was against a horse called Taken Off, who's a much, much better performed horse. And Let's See trial, terrific. I think all you're worried about is the gate around here, but you've got Johnny Allen to overcome that. I think with half-decent luck, Let's See is just far too good for this field. To beat number 2, Deploy and Destroy, it's going to win a race very soon. It hasn't got the best barrier manners, so it'll get back. It'll need luck in the run. Number 8, Palatial Prince, was okay on debut. Basic last time's got a place chance. And 9, Royal Shakespeare, kicking off for the new stables, trialled okay, just got a bad gate to overcome. I think 5 will just win with any sort of luck. 5, 2, 8 and 9.
5, 2, 8 and 9. So another good thing there in the third this afternoon. Ararat. Race number 4 is over the 1,100 metres. It's a maiden. Scratchings are numbers 7 and 9. Favourite for Anthony and Sam Friedman is the 10. Tranquil Bay from barrier number 4 at $2.15. The 4 Tributo on debut for Lindsay Park is at $3.30. And the 5 Wishmaster is at $3.90. Another short price favourite here in the fourth, Mark. Which way are you leaning?
It's a good race. There are 3 horses all promising there. They've all got chances. I'm going to go number 5, Wishmaster, who trialled well before it raced. It showed speed in the jump out. Then on debut, bombed the start, got too far back. It really kept finding the line. So I think with Harry Coffey, a clean getaway, that Wishmaster can settle closer and be the one to beat here, to beat 10 Tranquil Bay. Had a few tries, chased home well last time, just has to run a strong 1,100 metres and it's hard to beat. Four Tributo, trialled well, it's been in to run a few times and been scratched from what looked like hard races. So the fact they're running it here is a good sign. And take your pick after that, maybe number three, Sunday Bowler, has got a place chance resuming from barrier one poking through. But three handy maidens here. I'll go 5, 10, 4, then 3.
5, 10, 4, and 3 in the fourth. Race number five is the first leg of the quaddie this afternoon at Ararat. It's a benchmark 58 over the 1,100 metres. No scratchings here in the fifth. Favourite is the 5, Lilia Les for Paddy Payne at $3. The 2, Thunder Park, is at $3.80. And the 9, Kadena, is at $4.40. So what are your thoughts in race number 5, Mark?
Look, like in running, usually these sprint races at Ararat, and if you get in the wrong spot here, caught through water, that you'll just cast. So if you could bet in the run, it'd be handy. I'll go number 9, Kadena, who sat wide and won the maiden last time. There's been some good form come out of that race. You've got the blinkers going on here for the first time, and gets a little claim, 1.5 claim, to beat number 5, Lily Allais, who I guess we'll just try and run them into the ground like it did a few starts ago. It's got the 3 kilo claim. Its last two runs have been just fair. 8 Swing with Junior gets a beautiful run just behind the speed. Every chance, similar race to last time. And 2 Thunder Park, who's shown ability, trialled okay, got the 3 kilo claim. Just drawn a little sticky with some speed inside it. I'll go 9, 5, 8, and 2.
9, 5, 8, and 2 in race number 5. The 6 event is over the 1,300 metres to benchmark 58. Just the one scratching here. You can take out the number 10. Favourite is the 6, Queen Zyra for Simon Wilde at $3. The 2, Elmore Lad, is at $3.20. And the 1, Paramedic, is at $4.40. What are your thoughts in race number 6, Mark?
Oh, look, Queen Zyra is the one to beat here. The run 2 starts to go at the Valley would win this. It's dropping in grade. It's got a beautiful draw here for Linda Meach and just looks the perfect race to beat number 2, Elmore Lad. Going well, Elmore Lad, back from a spell. Snuck across the border last time and ran well. Got a good draw, got a 4 kilo claim. 1 Paramedic. Got ability, may need further, but sure to be running on. And next best, maybe number 3, Mr. Razzle Dazzle, who's a bit hit and miss, back in distance, might need further, got a close chance. 6 the one to beat, I think 2's the danger. 6, 2, 1, and 3.
Race number 7's over the 1,600 metres. It's a benchmark 58. You can remove numbers 4, 6, 8, and 9. And the favourite is for Lindsay Smith. It's the 3, Hard Questions, from barrier number 3. It's paying $2.50. The 1, Category 5, is at $3.70. And the 2, Manganone, is at $4.20. Is Hard Questions able to go on from its maiden victory last start, Mark?
It should. Look, the scratchings have just decimated the race, really. There's not much left to beat. It was a fighting win last time. It was challenged hard and dug deep to win. I think a bit of natural improvement from a good barrier, 1.5 claim, Hard Questions is the one to beat here. I thought Regina might be the little value danger on the dry. Just got too far back the other day and ran on quite well. It's on the quick backup. 1 Category 5. Had a few goes for the stable now. It's racing consistently but just struggling to win. And the leader here might be number 10, Bellator, from gate 1. And that just gives you a chance around this track. You get a good run on the speed. You tend to kick hard and be hard to run down. But 3's the one to beat for sure. 3, 5, 1 and 10.
3, 5, 1 and 10. Over to the final event at Ararat this afternoon. It's over the 2,000 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings, numbers 2, 11, 12 and 14. And the favourite for Paul Peruska is the 5, High Ferocity. It's paying $4 currently with tab.com.au. The 9, Delta Tango, is at $5. And the 13, Socialite Miss, is at $5.50. Mark, on paper, this looks like one of the more difficult races of the day. Have you been able to find some value?
Oh, look, we'll be going wide. I'll tip number 7, Will Rose, who I thought won pretty well there first up and then went to stand down. In a much harder race, it was just a race where you couldn't make ground, so it just held its ground near the rear. But that's a good enough run for a race like this. It's got the wide gate to overcome. We'll leave that to Jack Hill to sort out to beat number 1, Mighty Oasis, who is racing well for the Bobbin Stable. It's got the 4 kilo claim again. It's going to be hard to beat. 5, High Ferocity. It's just going. Its best form could win for sure. It's just going. It's getting fitter. Got a good gate. And 3, Bannerton, who's been around the mark. Doesn't win very often, has got some chance. 7-1-5-3.
7-1-5-3 for Mark in the final event at Ararat this afternoon. So the seven wheel rose currently at $8 with tab.com.au. Mark, how do we make a dollar there at Ararat this afternoon?
We go the best race 3, number 5, Let's See. The value, race 8, number 7, Wheel Rose. The quaddie, 2, 5, 8 and 9 into 1, 2 and 6 into number 3, Hard Questions, 1 out and come home, 1, 3, 5, 7 and 9. Play of the day, I'm going to play an all up. A win race 2, number 10, Reckless Moon. Win race 3, number 5, Let's See. And each way race 4, number 5, Wishmaster.
Ah, very good. Have you had a little look at Flemington on Saturday as well?
No, not yet. I'm a bit behind the eight ball this week, Matt. Can't help you there. Sorry.
It is a busy week. Hey, good luck this afternoon at Ararat, Mark.
Thank you.
There we go. Mark Hunter previewing the first of those two meetings in Victoria today. It is 10:15. We'll take a break. On the other side, we'll preview that meeting at Sportsbet Pakenham.
On RSN 927's Racing Polls, the Victorian Form Preview.
Yeah, welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview here on RSN 927. Time to have a look at this second meeting in Victoria today, and that is at Sportsbet Pakenham tonight. And Harry White joins me to preview that meeting. Good morning to you, Haz.
Good morning, Hornet.
How come you're not on the Gold Coast this week?
Fun fact, my whole family is, and I am bacheloring it down in Melbourne. That seemed like the better option for me.
So they're on the Gold Coast while you're here?
Yeah, Gold Coast, Brisbane. But I'm having a bit of a reset myself.
You've drawn the short straw there, haven't you?
Oh, well, no three kids and a wife. I think I've come out the better, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you're enjoying things. Very good. Good to hear. What do you make of this program at Sportsbet Pakenham tonight, Haz?
Yeah, look, there's a few shorties floating around, a couple we can go against, some that I've tipped, but I don't like the odds. I think the ones that I do like will be winning, so I'm confident enough we come out in front.
Okay, there is 8 races on the program tonight. First is at 5:45. They're playing on a good 4, Rails and the True. Let's get started. First race is over the 1,200 metres. It's for the 3-year-old fillies, and the favourite at the moment is the 3, Keppel Bay, for Ben and JD Hayes. It's paying $2.30. The 10, Snapped, is at $2.60. And then you're looking at sort of $9 the rest. The 12, Vancouver Magic at $9. And the 6, Nasdana, is at $10. Take out numbers 4 and 5 here in the first. They're very keen on these two runners from Lindsay Park and the Freedman Stable. And then there's sort of longer odds the rest. How are you seeing this race?
I am going with the debutante, Snapped, the Freedman filly. I've loved both jump outs leading into this. The latter, she was asked for an effort, but was taking off ground off stablemate Eros, who went around as favourite at Geelong a week back and ran well despite not winning. Her dam's a full sibling, $2 million prize money earner wanted, so the pedigree page is good. She looks above average for mine, strikes a winnable race. At a price, Vancouver Magic reeled off some fast middle splits when closing off well from the back at Geelong, adding merit to that because the track was sort of favouring those closer to the speed that day. Keppel Bay was only found one better in 2 career runs to date, so obviously has fans on that effort. Nasdana, probably next best. 10-12-3-6.
10-12-3-6 for Harry in the first tonight at Pakenham. Race number 2 is over the 1,200 metres. It is for the 3-year-olds. You can take out numbers 7, 14 and 15. And your favourite at the moment for Matt Laurie is the 12, All She Wrote, at $1.90. The 4, Beau Knight, for Trent Busserton and Natalie Young, is at $4.40. And the 2, Stagger Together, is at $7.50. Harry, is All She Wrote warranting that $1.90 favourite price tonight?
I was very much hoping we could get even money, but we are going the short way home with All She Wrote. She ran well on debut last prep in a handy enough form reference race and didn't have the best of luck, was held up on the fence, left wanting for a run on more than one occasion. A recent jump out was really good, just swept past rivals to win her heat under minimal effort. She looks very well placed. Like I said, if you can get better than even money come jump time, I think take it and double your outlay. I did quite like the recent jump out of the Busserton Young debutante Beau Knight. If not here, he will be winning races. One at a price, another Balcony Boy, ran an improved race last start. Comes up at around $14 after scratching. So I think that horse should be included into your exotic should you want to play that way. And then Vane Rich should derive benefit from his debut run. 12-4-3-8.
12-4-3-8. I apologise. It's older horses as well in that race, not just 3-year-olds. Third event at Pakenham tonight is over the 1,200 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Take out numbers 6, 14 and 15. Favourite at the moment for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. is the 11. Right the Score at $2.80. The 3 FAC for Greg Urell is at $4.80. And the 8 Martini Special is at $6 for Jerome Hunter. And Jerome was on with the Breakfast Club earlier this morning. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I think yeah, she's clearly my best chance. She had a torrid run at Sandown, and the winner was just parked right behind her. She was 3 wide with no cover, and you know she's only been beaten ahead for seconds. So, you know, taking her to Pakenham again, it's such a lovely track, and she's drawn wide a bit too. Yeah. But I don't see that coming out of the chute will be a problem.
She has got the wide draw there tonight, Harry. But can you see Martini Special figuring in the finish?
I actually like Martini Special, Maddie. It's my on-top pick. Torrid run last start sums it up pretty well. Stuck on well to finish in a blanket for the minor money, but was on speed 3 wide, no cover throughout. So plenty of merit in that. Back in grade, back a shade in trip are both ideal. As is, $6, the horse is paying. Right the Score, the favourite, has jumped out impressively leading into this prep. I just thought maybe second up over 1,400 metres might be the time to bet. Fack, lame first up, forget that. He can prove competitive, and then tread softly looks next best. 8, 11, 3 and 9.
8, 11, 3 and 9 for Harry in the third. Race number 4 is over the 1,600 metres for the fillies and the mares. Take out numbers 8, 11, 15 and 16. And you've got a short price favourite here in the fourth. It's the 9, Hardly Sweet for Greg Urell. It's $1.50 as we speak. The 7, De La Fayette, is at $5.50. And then the 12, Vardanza, is $10, and it's 13 the rest. Harry, it's Hardly Sweet at its right price of $1.50 as we speak.
There's been a couple of scratchings, Matty. One that I was disappointed to see was Targo Margo. Scratch goes to Cranbourne tomorrow, so keep your eye out for that horse. But I think now with those scratchings, Hardly Sweet probably...
I think we might have just lost Harry there. In fact, I think he has just dropped out. So I'm pretty sure he was about to give a good push for Hardly Sweet. But we will try and get Harry back on the line in just a moment. We've still got 4 races there to go at Pakenham tonight. So currently going through the 4th race. Hardly Sweet is at $1.50. And then we'll get stuck into the quaddy. But having a little bit of trouble getting a hold of Harry. In fact, we've got him back now, Harry. You were just telling us, I think, that Hardly Sweet was going to get the job done tonight.
Yeah, no price about it, but I think it will. Maddie obviously just ran into a Smart Moody runner last start, so could potentially be an anchor multi. De La Fayette will be running on. Vardanza had the race shape against last start, pulled up with a slow recovery. She could bounce right back and prove competitive. Take your pick for fourth. I've gone with Baggio, 9, 7, 12, 5.
9, 7, 12 and 5. First leg of the quaddie tonight at Pakenham is race number 5, and it is at 7:45 this evening. Another short price favourite here in the fifth. The 7, Trichology, is at $1.65. The 11, Lady Hampton, is at $5. And the 12, Rosabille, is at $5.50. And you're looking at 12 the rest. Take out the number 4 here in race number 5. Harry, are we with another short price favourite here in the fifth?
I am, Matty, but I think it's poison odds about Trichology. It was rolled at $1.20 last start, but this race is seriously lacking depth. So up to 1,400 metres, blinkers on. He gets the nod for top spot. Lady Hampton ran on well after incurring some traffic on the home turn on debut. Yes, the 1,400 metres. That horse goes into the quaddy for insurance should the favourite be disappointing like last time out. Rosabille is one to jump out leading into this. And then again, who runs fourth? Maybe you really did it. 7-11, 12-1.
7-11, 12-1 in the first leg of the quaddy for Harry tonight. Race number 6 is over the 1,400 metres. Class 1 for the 3-year-olds. Take out numbers 2, 9 and 10. Favourite is the 8 Pounding at $2.90. The 4, Benkowski, is at $5.50. And so too is the 5, Sly Corner. And then you're looking at $7 the rest. Solid at its first up appearance was Pounding. Harry, can it go and get the job done tonight?
Yeah, Ken, Matty, did everything but win first up, when second. There was a gap to third. I was keen on him that day. I think he can run very well again with added fitness and just go one better. Swear by Her, number 12, freshen, jumped out after a plain effort in the Eureka Stockade. Maiden win prior at track and trip here was quite good. Benzkowski resuming, found the line nicely in a recent jump out, was a first up winner last prep, albeit on debut. And then Stablemate Sly Corner, maps to lead, Froggy aboard, that's a good combination. Next best and in the quaddie. 8, 12, 4, 5.
8, 12, 4 and 5. Over to race number 7 tonight at Sportsbet Pakenham. It's over the 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 58. Scratchings are numbers 3 and 11. And there's 5 runners within 70 cents of each other here. So the 2 Old Fashioned is at $4.80. So too is the 7 Roma's Wish. The 5 Night Hustler is at $5, the 4 Loco at $5.50, and the 6 Changing Tracks is also at $5.50. Then it's $8.50. The rest, Harry, looks a tricky race on paper. Have you been able to identify one?
Yeah, it does. It's a hard race. That said, I'm chasing some value. I'm being brave and tipping a perennial place getter. That is Ryan's Girl. I only found one better over the trip last start in similar grade. I just think she will find no better race to win than this, and we can get a price about her to find out. Night Hustler, suitably placed back in grade, won a race like this two back over the trip, narrowly beating Old Fashioned, who races in this race as well, who I have in for third. And then Changing Tracks, looks next best, has to go in the quaddie in an even field. 12, 5, 2, 6.
12, 5, 2, and 6. So if you like Ryan's Girl tonight, you're getting $10 as we speak with tab.com.au. Final event at Sportsbet Pakenham is over the 1,600 metres. It's a benchmark 64. Just the one scratching here. You can take out the number 12. Favourite is the 2, Hell of a Bill, at $2.80. The 5, Who's Your Pappy, is at $5.50. And the 4, Vibrant Glider, is at $6. So how do you bring us home tonight at Pakenham, Harry?
We go the short way home on top, Matty, but 4 in the quarter. But Hell of a Beal is just racing really well this prep, albeit without winning, just strikes a really suitable race, as the market suggests. He wants the mile now. His last win was actually at this track, though over shorter, but let's just hope that the Pakenham winning trend continues. Who's Your Pappy strikes an easier caliber of benchmark 64 here. I like the drop back a furlong in trip. Tanaka Sun, fitter from a first-up run. Just wondering if the horse might still need even further. Vibrant Glider, woeful first-up, but does like racing here. Can only improve on that effort. Has to go into the quaddie. 2-5-10-4.
2-5-10-4. Harry, how do we make a dollar tonight at Sportsbet Pakenham?
Best, race 2, number 12, All She Wrote, at even money or near enough 2. Value, race 7, number 12, Ryan's Girl. Quaddie will trim up the first leg, just numbers 7 and 11. Second leg, 4, 5, 8, 12. Third leg, 2, 5, 6, 12. Last leg, 2, 4, 5, 10. Play of the day, a couple I'm keen to back. We'll roll them in together. Race 6, number 8, Pounding, into race 8, number 2, Hell of a Bell.
Ah, very good, mate. Looking forward to all of that. Have you had a little look towards the weekend as well?
I haven't yet, but my father-in-law's horse, Philadelphia Storm's going around at Flemington. Won nicely in town at a price, second up. So chasing 3 on the trot, it might be worth a look in.
Yeah, what's the stable saying? We having a little bet?
I'll advise you tomorrow morning when we speak again.
All right, I look forward to it. Has all the best tonight at Pakenham. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Thanks, Matty.
There we go. Harry White previewing Sportsbet Pakenham for us. It is 29 minutes past 10. We will take a break here on RSN 927. And Michael Felgate and Gareth Hall pick it up on the other side.